Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
So earlier today, I spoke with Eva Longoria, who is not only an award-winning actor, producer, and director, but she is also an activist committed to lifting up the Latino community and women in Hollywood. Eva Longoria, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
How are you? I'm so happy to speak with you. I see you every day, but it's really nice to be able to speak with you.
Well, you can speak to the TV screen all you want. I don't think anybody's...
I'll speak, and
then you can just say things to me, and then we're speaking to each other.
Many a times I've yelled at you through the TV.
Welcome to the show. Let's jump straight into it. I mean, you made news this week being part of history, hosting the first virtual Democratic National Convention. Everyone from random people on Twitter to Senator Marco Rubio, you know, random people tweeted out, oh, what is Eva Longoria doing here? She has no idea how to connect with everyday real life Americans. How do you respond to that? Are you not a real life American? What does that even mean to you?
Right. I know, you know, I've gotten this my entire life because I've been a political activist for 25 years. I mean, most of my adult life, I've been involved in my civic duty, which I think everybody should. It's like if you told a dentist, oh, shut up and do teeth. Like, wait, no, you can't have an opinion because you're a dentist or an actor or a farm worker. I totally understand my position of privilege today and the work that I've done to get to where I'm at. But I was on student loans. I had Pell Grants to get to college. I worked at Wendy's most of my young life to pay for college. I had student debt. I had debt. I mean, it was not until my mid-30s that I figured life out. And I approached hosting the first night of the DNC as a ninth-generation Texan, as the daughter of a veteran, as the daughter of a teacher. And as a wife and as a mom and as an American and a patriot. And I hate that one party has hijacked the word patriot, because it actually belongs to everybody. Anybody who loves this country is a patriot. And that's who I was on Monday night.
Some people would argue that you were the perfect face to kick off the DNC with, because Joe Biden hasn't been his strongest with Latino voters. You know, I think it was Julian Castro who said that Joe Biden and the Democratic Party have to do a better job of reaching out to Latino voters and showing them that they have their best interests at heart. Where do you think the Democratic Party could do a better job of reaching out to the Latino community at large?
Wow. You know, people assume Latinos are a monolithic group, and we're not. We're very faction, just generationally. And I think that there's an assumption that we vote democratically, and both parties shouldn't take the Latino vote for granted. I think that both parties need to do a better job at really understanding Latino issues are American issues. The number one issue Latinos care about is the economy. Number one issue Americans care about, the economy. Right, you know, people right. make the assumption, you know, we only care about immigration or we only care about citizenship. And that's part of it. And that's definitely an important issue. But we share the same values as all Americans. We want to have economic mobility. We want to have the opportunity and the infrastructure of opportunity in our communities to move ahead and have progress, generational progress in our families.
With that in mind, I have to ask you about Momento Latino, What is it all about?
Yes, Momento Latino is, it translates to the Latin moment, but it is a coalition of activists and leaders and business people. And it's about lifting up our voices within the Latino community right now, because we are one of the most affected communities due to COVID. And again, you know, COVID didn't cause these problems, but they've exacerbated a lot. And so, you know, despite being 18% of the population, Latinos make up 35% of essential workers. That's wow. That's healthcare workers, farm workers, drivers, delivery people, grocery store stockers. You know, there's we over-index on essential workers. Mm-hmm. Farm workers have kept the American food supply going all the time, and we didn't need a pandemic to say farm workers were essential. They've always been essential. Farm workers have always been essential to this country and the food supply of this country, and now they're forced to go to work without PPE, without hand sanitizer, with very enclosed living conditions. Despite all of this, we keep going to work, and I think it's just important that Momento Latino pushes for change and is around after this pandemic.
Eva Longoria is not just an activist. Eva Longoria is also a producer, a very successful director, somebody who has taken the reins of not just her career, but a part of the industry that she works in. One of the pieces you created that created a lot of buzz recently has been the new ad campaign where you shot an ad from home. I think it's a L'Oreal ad. And it's really intimate, because you show your gray roots and you talk about coloring. And tell me how that came to be, and tell me why you felt the need to share this part of your journey with people.
Well, I'm an open book. You know, people know everything about me. But I, during the pandemic, I was like, I'm going to let my grays grow. I have a full head of gray hair. I've had full head of gray hair since I was 18. It's like hereditary. Yeah. Thanks, Mom. And so I was like, I think it'd be really cool to go gray. And then about 2 months in, I go, yeah, this is not cool. It's not not as fun as I thought. This sucks. I'm really gray. Right. And then L'Oreal called and they said, would you be brave enough to color your hair on camera? And I was like, yes, because I do box color all the time. I grew up doing box color. And I was like, yeah. And I did it. And I think there was an appreciation for the accessibility to not only my life, but the accessibility to, look, we're all human and aging, and grays exist, and they exist on Eva Longoria's head as well.
It feels like you're not afraid to expose yourself to the public. And I mean, that comes with affection and scrutiny and criticism at the same time. I mean, one of the journeys I know a lot of people loved about you was sharing your journey as a new mom. Are you in the camp of people who have found this moment in time to come with the silver lining of getting to spend more time with your young child at home? You know, for many parents, there's the age gap. It depends on where your kid's age is, and that determines how you feel about being stuck in the house with them. Are you having the time of your life right now, getting to spend every moment?
Time of my life, because he is in that age. He's not in school, and he's not a baby, so he's not like just a lump of nothing. He's right. Like so active and funny, and walking, and he loves mommy right now. Like, but you know, I had so much planned this year. I was directing two features, and I was, you know, filming a new TV show, da, da, da. And the fact that it all stopped, like it just stopped, was a welcome pause, because I haven't had a break in 25 years. And so for me, I do approach it with the silver lining of, instead of like, I got to get home and bathe Santi, I got to get home and feed him. It was like, I get to bathe him. I get to put him to bed. I get to wake up with him. And so changing the vocabulary that you use in life is powerful.
Hopefully next time I will see you in person, like I normally get to see you. But until then, please keep shouting at me through the screen, and I'll just imagine I can hear your voice.
Okay, good. And hear my laughter, because you make me laugh.
I will do. Thank you so much, Eva.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
My guest tonight is an Emmy-nominated co-host of The View. She's also a CNN political commentator and one of the most badass Latinas walking this planet. Please welcome Ana Navarro. Can you believe it? Look at that. A Latina guest and a Latino host. To the people that... To the people at home, you're not watching Univision. It's okay. It's still a daily show.
Listen, part of me wants you not to emphasize it because I'm afraid immigration might show up at any moment.
Oh, they ain't getting me.
And then again, and then I remember, Donald Trump's no longer president. We ain't getting deported.
Right. I love that you start right out of it. You go at it right out of the gate. I love that about you.
Listen, it's only taken 10 hosts for them to have a Latino host.
Who's counting? I wasn't counting.
I'm really happy that you're here, and I'm always grateful to you because you do. You are so consistent. You've been consistent your entire life in elevating voices.
Oh, I have to.
Elevated.
Thank you.
So listen, it's taken 10. Let's not f*** it up.
Yeah. I'm not going to f*** this up. There's no way we can. Look at this great audience that we got here. When you toss it to them. They just want to see themselves on camera. Anyway, you know, Republicans are so good at coming after Latinos. I mean, they go to our WhatsApp, they go to our Spanish stations, they throw in the trigger words like socialism and authoritarianism. Why are the Democrats falling behind? Why are the Democrats not coming after us?
Listen, I think, first of all, they take it for granted, right? I think a lot of people thought, you know, they're not going to vote for Donald Trump. That's the alternative. They're going to vote for the Democrats, and that's not the way to do it. Also, people need to understand, and I don't know how long we have to say this, you can't show up 6 weeks before an election.
And then
you have to show up.
Yeah.
And this is the same for African Americans, for Latinos, for any group. Put in the group name.
Yep.
Don't show up at the last minute and expect to gain the... And they have to fight hard against this socialism, communism type of label. I remember Joe Biden getting asked at a town hall, NBC town hall. I remember him getting asked, you know, your opponent, Donald Trump, says that you're a socialist. Are you a socialist? And he laughed. He laughed and he said, do I look like a socialist? Now, I get where he's coming from, right? If somebody said to me, Anna, you know, are you a Martian? I would laugh too.
Right.
But we need more than laughter. We need him to come back with it. We need him to fight back. You know what we need him to say?
What?
We need him to say, let me tell you what socialists do. They attack the free press. They attack political opponents. Mm. They attack private businesses. Guess who's doing that in America today?
Right. See? Gee, you know what's happening. You know what's up. You know what time it is. That's why I love talking to you, because you know what is going on. Also, how we get divided sometimes. Latino people get divided. Is it us doing it? Is it them doing it to us? I mean, Nicaraguans, Cubans, Colombians, Puerto Ricans. Aren't we stronger together and better together?
It's like, don't we know how to do math? Listen, by themselves, Cubans are 3.5%.
Right.
Mexican Americans are 11%.
Ooh.
Together, we're almost 20%. And guess what? If we build alliances with other groups like African Americans, we are unstoppable.
Black and brown together, man. Black and brown together. We're so strong together. Why aren't we getting together, the Black caucus, the Latino caucus in D.C.?
We also need the gay caucus because we need to accessorize.
Oh, yeah.
But we, you know, what we need to understand as different communities is that we can't fall victim. We can't fall prey to let's compete for the same small piece of pie. No, damn it. Give me a bigger piece of pie so that we all can eat. And we need to understand that we rise upwards together.
Absolutely.
It's too easy to pit us against each other,
mama,
right?
Preach.
It's too easy.
Yeah, mamita, dale.
And we have to, and not only, we have a problem, because not
what's,
only
what's
do
the,
they.
What are the problem? What is it?
The problem is that we get focused on, did they cross the border or did the border cross us? Were they political refugees or are they economic refugees? Were they rich before the revolution in Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, or did they come here because they were poor? Who cares? This is much I know, John.
Yeah.
The people who hate you, the people who hate me, don't care, Papa. They don't care how much of your DNA came from Spain or how much of it came from indigenous America. They care that you're a Latino and they want to otherize us. So as soon as, and the quicker we realize that and that we have to band together and fight against discrimination, bigotry together, the more powerful we will be and not fall prey to this kind of stupidity.
Baby, that's why I love you, because you bring the truth. She brings it, yeah. Together we're going to do it, baby, con hermanidad, sisterhood, and unity together. We're going to do it.
And congratulations on your new show.
Oh,
thank you. Because you do that. You focus on the different groups, and you say we are all...
Yeah, we all are better together, stronger together. Absolutely. Thank you, Ana Barbara. You're the best.
Congratulations.
Amazing, amazing. Be sure to check out The View weekdays on ABC.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
My guest tonight is an activist, author, an actor you may know from Orange is the New Black, Doom Patrol, and Encanto. Please welcome Diane Guerrero, please. Yeah. All right, calm down, calm down. Relax, y'all, relax.
Hi.
They're excited. They're
excitable.
Hey, Diane, do people believe you when you tell them that you do the voice for Encanto? Because when I tell kids, nobody believes me.
I have to sing the entire song.
The whole song?
The whole song.
But then they believe you.
Then they believe me, yeah, the kids start. And I have to, like, do, like, a few lines to, like, flowers, and then, I've been stuck!
And then they get
perfect.
It. Oh, yeah.
And then they get it.
And now I believe you.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were in contact, but now I got it. Yeah, no, they don't get it. Even when I do the voice, you know, like, I don't know who I am. They don't get it.
Right.
Because his face scares them.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You got to sing this. You got to do the rap part that you do.
Oh, yeah, forget that. That's not happening.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
I barely got in the pocket, yeah.
That's a hard one.
Now, let me switch it over to something else. You're a child of immigrants.
That's right.
And every immigrant, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Colombia y web.
Colombia y web.
Colombia y web.
Me vale verga. Okay. What do you want people to know about your experience growing up?
Yeah, well, when I was 14, my parents were separated from me. I'm a child of a separated family due to deportation, and it ruined a lot of. It ruined me.
Yeah, because you were 14 years old.
I was 14 years old, yeah.
Yeah, and the police, the immigration, INS, ICE came and took away your parents.
That's right, and I had to grow up on my own, and I had to make very, very difficult decisions on my own throughout my entire life.
Can you imagine a kid just left alone at 14 to raise himself? So crazy.
Not right.
Not okay.
And I've gone through a lot of therapy, and I'm still going through therapy, and I'm, you know.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. I've relied on my community to support me in this, and I have been very candid. I wrote a book in 2016 about my experience
you.
And the country we love. Yes, thank you. My family and I were separated like for 20 years. I mean, wow. I've been able to go back, but they haven't been able to come here. And so, you know, pandemic happened, and I was like, what am I going to do here? Like, die in LA by myself? So I bought a farm in the mountains of Colombia, and I'm now living there. My dad sadly passed away a year ago, but
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you so much. But my mom is there. I'm close to my family, and no one's ever going to separate us ever again.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Yeah. Now, I also hear that you're the leading actor who recently joined a whole bunch of leading actors in the Visionary Alliance for the National Hispanic Media Coalition. Mm-hmm. I had to read that because that's a
long
title.
I'm not the leading actor.
You're not the leading actor.
No, I'm not the leading actor. I'm one of the actors.
Oh, one of them. Okay.
Yes.
And what is the mission statement of the coalition?
Look, I'll give you numbers. Yeah. I'm not a math girly, but I'll give you some numbers. And in 2022, only 3 women of color directed a top 100 film. In the span of 16 years, okay, 21 female directors, women of color directors, directed 21 films out of 1,600 films.
That's crazy.
I'm not a math girly, like I said.
Right. And people of color are at least 40% of the population, if not a lot more, because white people are only 59% of the population.
Right, right.
So
I mean,
then,
that's getting into more numbers than I rehearsed.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm a math boy.
You are a math boy.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is that that's cultural apartheid.
Yes.
Right?
For
and
real,
I know that's a
real.
Term that you use a lot, and I follow you, and I follow your work. Thank you so much, Johnny Lutz, for doing
that. Oh, yeah.
Doing the good work for us. And inspiring me to do the work that I'm doing alongside you.
I need allies, and we need people like you.
Absolutely.
We need soldiers out there.
Thank you. We want representation. We want the right kind of representation. We're tired of the only things getting made about us, drug lords,
negative.
Criminals, cops.
Right. Maids. Hookers.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, we want to be represented as we are, real, beautiful, curious, you know, existential crises happen.
Preach, mama, preach.
And yes, maybe even mediocre.
Right.
And
someday.
Sometimes, right? And if somebody.
Because white people get to be mediocre all the time.
All the time.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm jealous because white people get to fail upwards.
Just peruse.
I can barely succeed upwards.
Agreed. Likewise. Just peruse through the canon of, like, mediocre films of dysfunctional white families.
Jack and Jill. there's a list.
The canon is rich.
Yeah, yes,
okay?
It is.
We deserve to be...
You're allowed to fail on camera, people.
Exactly.
I want to fail in big movies.
Yes.
I want to make crap on television,
yes.
On streaming.
I want to
be like white people.
I want to make woolly mammoth meatball crap.
Yes. And get paid for
it.
Ain't nobody paid for a test to do that.
Exactly.
We have to work really well in sushi kitchens, pizzerias. We got to cook all the food for this goddamn country.
Just like we deserve to be excellent, we deserve to make crap as well.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.